Is this on?
Oh, it is on.
All right, well, thank you for coming. I think we're all done. That's kind of a good start. No. There we go. So, welcome everybody to Design Eye for South By. Wow, that's, am I too loud? I can't really tell. Louder? No, you don't want that. my name's Andre. I'm going to kind of do more formal introductions in a second. This is Design Eye for South By. I'm told I'm supposed to introduce the name of the panel. I did that. Share your names and names of the panelists. I'll do that in a second. So I got my part done. This is actually a lot bigger. I've kind of missed a couple of years, and holy cow, where did all you people come from? How many here know what Design Eye is by chance? Anybody?
Oh, lots of people.
Cool. Who does not know what it is?
I thought we were going to give Andre a makeover. I don't know.
There we go.
Just as surprised as anyone now.
Well, just for those in the audience, I'm going to do a quick rundown of our greatest hits, which are pretty much our only hits, if you will, and give you a quick intro to how Design By came to be. Let me just make sure I'm doing things. So one of the things about Design Eye, and the whole kind of genesis of the project that we started so long ago now, was that basically design is not about sprinkling magic pixie dust on things and making things look pretty. You really can get good design, and you can get good design and usable stuff at the same time. And that's kind of the way the whole thing started. So the first project that we started with, if you guys remember, was Design Eye for the Usability Guy. We kind of took Jacob Nielsen to task. Is he here? Figures. I'm on TV, aren't I? Is this being recorded?
Oops.
Yeah, exactly. Oops. No, but anyway, the first Design Eye was largely about content and usability and kind of how to just do the fundamentals, how to do, you know, good writing and good code and good graphics and good printed deliverables and whatnot. We basically had myself working on it. We also had Keith Robinson sitting right here to my right. And then Didier Hillhorst, who actually flew back to Palo Alto. He was here yesterday on a talk with Aris over here. And Dan, somewhere out in the audience. I don't know where Dan is. And Cameron Moll, if you guys know who Cameron Moll is, Cameron worked on it as well. And Greg Story. And I don't know if Greg's been around. Is he around anymore?
He's too cool.
Yeah, figures. So the first Design Eye was about usability and content and doing good design. It was kind of fun. We had a minor explosion of people interested in it, which kind of shocked all five of us at the time. We didn't think it was going to be a big deal, and it was actually quite cool.
Guys,
the kind of response
to,
we did.
The guys are used to minor explosions, though, so it's all right.
Nice.
Who invited you?
Exactly. We're going to get to you in a second.
Greg,
the
please
next
come
year
back.
Was we did Design Eye for the Idea Guy, and that was the first time we actually came to South by Southwest, and the room was, I think, an eighth of this size. So that's why I'm a little shell-shocked right now, kind of looking at this. This is kind of cool. And we did Dirk Niemeyer, who's my business partner at Involution back in Sunnyvale. And it was, that year was all about blogging, so we decided to take a tack at, doing blogging and self-expression. So we got into things like color and emotion and photography and how to do a site that kind of reflected who the person was and whatnot. And on that that time around, we had myself and Keith again and Cameron, but then we introduced Mr. Paul Nixon over here. Wave. And Ryan Sims over on the other side. Wave. And again, that was about personal expression. That was kind of fun. So then we did, the year after that, we decided to get a little more ballsy. We decided to do Craigslist. And I don't know what we were smoking when we decided to do it, but we just decided to do it. It was one of those things like, yeah, we should do Craigslist. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, that'd be cool. And then the day arrived, and I stayed at home and bailed and let these guys do it up here. And
bark, bark.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, what was that all about? No, but so for Design Eye for the List Guy was all about, again, just what can good design do to a more commercial site. Craigslist is all, as we all know, it's very functional and very, it's got a lot of utility. So how do you wind up doing design that doesn't get in the way of that effectively? So in that time, it was the same team. It was the same team from the year before, basically. And then we all took a year off last year, or at least I think these guys came and they were all partying instead of doing this. So, so that leads us up to today. So where we're at now is Design Eye for South By. And we decided to get even more ballsy this time around.
Or less, I guess, technically.
Ha, 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 ha.
Seriously, who invited her?
Is that you, Paul?
Yeah, sorry. I blame Paul Nixon.
See, I'm setting them up. It's like volleyball.
Yep.
So this year is Design Eye for South By. And let's see, this year, I'm looking at my notes here. I'm kind of, Bronwyn just threw me off track. So this year we went to something a little bit different. In the past, we know it was all about good design and process and how we did things. And this time we didn't want to do the same old thing. So we tried another tack again this year. And this time we're going to try to, and you guys can tell us if you like it or not. This is more of an idea kind of a project for us. We didn't want to get into too much of how the process works. So we have the process in the slides, and not in the slides, but in the content on the site and things like that. But we wanted to take a different tack. So we decided to go, why am I talking to you? So we decided to take a different tack. So I'm going to introduce the team real quick. My apologies, I'm off track now because of Bronwyn. So my name's Andre Hasmchuk. It's not with a C, although that happens a lot. And I decided to take on the role of doing the more the strategic and the idea part of the project. And I have a cigarette in my mouth because, strategists do that kind of thing. And, when I'm a junior strategist. When I get to become the lead strategist, I'll have a cigar in my mouth next time. And this year, as you guys now have heard, we've added a female component to the team. Bronwyn. Bronwyn Hi. Jones. So Bronwyn's a senior writer at Apple.
My part of the presentation is mainly going to be about unicorns and cute shoes.
Exactly.
So stay tuned.
And as you can tell, Bronwyn's very good at what she does. We also have Keith Robinson this time, and Keith is doing the information design for the project.
This time.
Yeah, I've been here every time. Before. Well, you did a code at one point. You don't code anymore. Keith doesn't code anymore, just so you guys know.
Yeah.
Who does?
We also have... We also have Ryan over on the outside over there. Ryan this year decided to, so just so you guys know, Ryan decided to go ahead and let Paul do the layout and graphic design this time around. And we're all very proud of Ryan for letting go. It was very hard for him. And we have Mr. Paul Nixonson over here who actually worked on the layout design and other aspects of the project. Although these slides aren't really quite fair because we all sort of, shared responsibilities and did all kinds of different things on the project. Which is more in the spirit of what this one's all about. So, Design Eye for South By. Let's just get into this. This has been enough rambling.
So, I'm going to talk a little bit about kind of the evolution of Design Eye just really quick because it does relate to what we did this year. So, this year, it's a little bit more strategic. We really, if you see the evolution of Design Eye, it started out very kind of tactical, very kind of pushing pixels, a little bit more on the magic pixie dust type of thing. We've evolved as designers, and so it's Design Eye. We're kind of more into problem solving now than we were before. So that's kind of where we, kind of came at this, is we wanted to kind of showcase how we've all evolved as designers and how the typical designer evolves by getting more about problem solving and less about, choosing colors, that type of thing.
There you go. Yeah, so in that regard, this is like one of those mics that I can put on my shirt here. So in that regard, we started thinking about South by Southwest, and we wanted to do this kind of bigger thing, and what are all the trends that are going on, and the big trend these days is social networking and all that kind of stuff. And we kind of started thinking about South by Southwest and the experience of being here this week. So the thing about South by Southwest is that it's really not about, at the end of the day, it's not about the content necessarily. It's not about the technology necessarily. I mean, let's be honest, we all come here to party and drink, pretty much. And it's about the people you meet while you're partying and drinking, and hopefully the ones you don't wake up with in the morning. But yeah, so South by Southwest itself is, when you get down to all these things, it's really about the experience of being here. There's a lot that happens and a lot of things and connections that get made here that last for, years and years.
Yeah, so we initially started looking at the registrants directory. And how many of you guys, does anybody here like the way that works, the experience of registering for South By?
It's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, and don't even try to change your bio.
48 hours.
Yeah, 48 hours, which is actually,
to update.
Never. So anyways, we looked at that, and we were kind of thinking, again, at the start of, how can we make this more usable, very, very tactical kind of, let's redesign this, let's make this easier to use. And then we decided that, started really thinking about it, and we thought that we could do something more. So we came up with this big idea. And the big idea is...
He's thinking.
There it goes.
People interacting, meeting people. This is what South By should be about. Right? So that was our big idea. We wanted to really do something that used the registrants directory and the great information there and kind of build on that so that people could get out there and meet each other and, you know, kind of make connections and things like that. So that's kind of where we started. We didn't want to do social networking for SouthbySouthwest.com. We did not want to do that. It's really not about that. We wanted to use technology to enable face-to-face interactions. So that's kind of where we started. Again, looking at the registrants directory is kind of where the basis of this. And Andre's going to walk you through a little bit about
the specifics. We've all seen this before. Everybody knows what this is, right? It's kind of a, you know, it's what it is. I'm not going to say too much about it. But it's clear that this is not South by Southwest. You know, this is not what we all do while we're here, and it doesn't reflect, you know, the kind of experience we have here and all that kind of stuff. It's good for the data gathering, and it's good for what it has to do functionally, and that's all kind of great. But we started with this thinking to ourselves, well, what does South by Southwest have to start with if we're going to, you know, at the end of the day, have to make a site or a web application or whatever the heck it is that we're going to wind up making? What are we going to start with? And this is where we're starting, the registrant screen. So filling out your information, not very emotional. It's kind of cold, unfortunately. And
it doesn't represent the experience of going to South by Southwest at all.
And it doesn't represent you. This is not who you are. This is not anything about that. We'll get into that later as well, too. So we just kind of looked at this, and in a word, we felt like it obviously could use the design I team.
So once we kind of knew where we were going to start, we're going to start with this great information in the registrants directory. We're going to work on redesigning that. We came up with some goals, those goals being we wanted to obviously make the whole experience of registering and all that more useful. That's kind of where the start of it is. And I think if we would have done this a couple years ago, we probably would have ended it there. But we also wanted something to help plan your trip, kind of set up contacts. And this isn't like a new thing. A lot of people are trying to do this stuff, but we kind of have, a little bit of a unique take on it. So we wanted to do that. We also wanted a way to be able to kind of record your experiences at South By and have like a lasting artifact, something kind of like a scrapbook, you know, for your trip and people that you met so that you have something to go back to. So we had to ask ourselves the question, how do people do festivals? That was where we kind of started with, you know, how do people do this? What do they do? What's the prep time? What do they do?
Exactly. Like you're sitting there for the few weeks before South by Southwest trying to figure out what you're going to do, what your schedule is going to be like, who's going where, who's going to be doing what panels, what parties. And it's tough to really figure that out. And then once you get here, it's constant twittering and texting and just a little bit of chaos trying to figure out where to go next and everything. And so what you really need with South by Southwest is a cruise director.
Or a captain.
Or, yeah, cruise director.
So basically what we wanted to do is we wanted something that can very quickly, and we'll get into this a little bit more, but we wanted something that you could quickly access to figure out where you're going, what events you have, what parties you're attending, who you want to meet, all that kind of thing. So that's kind of where we started. And we had this whole notion of we don't want something that's going to force people to be in front of their laptops, in their rooms or whatever. You know, we wanted something that, you know, you could just get a quick read on what you needed to do. And that's where kind of the design comes in. We've seen some things that do this kind of stuff, and there's a lot of information that we're talking about, but we really wanted to make sure that it was something that was very easy to use and didn't keep people tethered to their laptops.
Yeah, so how do you create that? And we asked ourselves that question. We really, you know, had to step outside of the designer or the world that we live in or work in and really think like a festival attendee. It's a hard thing to do that, you know, we all deal with clients and situations like that where you have to step outside of your role and think like the client. And in this case, that's festival attendees. So, sorry. So when you come out to Austin for South by Southwest, you think, how do you identify yourself? Are you really going, you know, I want to go to this panel or I want to do that? Or are you thinking, you know, I'm here to enjoy myself and meet people and take in the week? And so you know, if you're here for the week, it's great to have a cruise director.
Yeah,
and to help you through that.
I think also like SouthbySouthwest.com is forced to put things into these three categories, which is, you know, music, film, and interactive. But if you're here for the whole week, or even if you're here for just interactive, it overlaps with film. And I think we kind of collapse those things. We don't really think of ourselves as being associated with a particular festival. We think about the people who we want to meet and the events we want to go to and the parties that we want to go to. So when we looked at how we wanted to organize the revised registrants directory, when we wanted to make sure that it was less about the three festivals and that kind of depth of content and more about the breadth of content that all the attendees kind of sort of skim the top off of, you know, to get to where they want to go and see the people they want to see. So instead of it being all about music, film, and interactive, it's all about meeting people, going to events, and going to parties.
It's really, yeah, it's about facilitating the face-to-face interactions
exactly.
that you want to have here.
You don't want to be sitting in your hotel room Twittering or Flickering or apparently in Jeff Croft's case, boning.
Yeah.
I was forced to say that.
I had nothing to do with that.
No, Keith had nothing to do with it. you have to.
Hey,
you have to
Jeff's bringing Bone back, just so you know.
You have to get out there, and that's, you know, where the redesign comes in. We wanted to take all the tools that people are already using to communicate and share and just kind of put them in one place. And, you know, for lack of a better term, that ultimately is portable social networking.
Sure, and so a big focus, obviously, on, you know, on all of our minds here is being kind of just players in the social media space.
Players
in this social media place. Is that, you know, we've got these communities that have done this wonderful job of creating spaces that we enjoy contributing to, publishing to, whether it's photos, videos, whether it's micro-publishing or status updates like Twitter. You know, obviously, we've kind of all seen the development of those over the past few years, and they've kind of naturally carved out a really good community for themselves. So instead of fracturing up those communities into, you know, just even smaller communities and hoping that, you know, as the content owner, South by Southwest is placing a lot of value on, we want you to upload your photos that you took at South by Southwest to our website, or we want your content, we want your videos, we want to know what you're attending, what you're not attending. Instead of placing value on that sort of content, making the value more about the interaction that takes place when you're publishing those things. Those are artifacts, and those things will have a life that will probably exist for a little bit longer. But what South by Southwest, you know, really needs to focus on doing is capturing that sense of what's happening right now. And, you know, you've all got your favorite sites, like I said before, you know, Flickr, Vimeo, Pounce, Twitter, all these things. And these guys are really making an effort to, you know, in an effort to not only grow their own communities, but in a sort of nice way of playing fairly with everyone else, are making the information that they capture and they receive open to people just like South by Southwest.
Right, it's all about you owning your content and then appreciating that South by Southwest owns a lot of really valuable content too. Sites like Ning and Sked, or Shed, I guess, if you're British, they have access to a certain amount of information that SouthbySouthwest.com does, but they don't have access to the full range of information, like the entire registrants directory and everyone who's playing and everyone who's speaking, and that's all built into the back end already. We just wanted a way to bring it up and make it a little more usable. And also these sites, you know, which they're really helpful. I've been using Shed all week, but they don't feel to me like the natural place to go if you want to learn about South by Southwest. I want to go to SouthbySouthwest.com and learn everything I need to know. I want it to be sort of one-stop shopping for the whole experience. And I think that's just really important. I think that redesigning the registrants directory was a way for us to say, okay, we appreciate that South by Southwest owns this really valuable content, and how can we also make it really easy for people to personalize it?
Sure. Which brings us to, you know, the most important aspect of all of this, which is time. The biggest thing that we wanted to do as a group with this whole entire experiment was prove that there was a way, in the same way that we took Craigslist and we said, you know, they're focusing on keeping their page load really small, and they're really focusing on this really this big effort of usability. We wanted to take the same approach to this and say, well, you know, if we're really encouraging you to get out and meet people, and you know, take photos and do all this stuff, but do it sparingly. You know, time is really important, and how can we do this so that you know, we're not contributing to, you know, that, just, you know, taking you away from that face-to-face interaction. Because you know, if there's anything that I've learned over the course of my career, especially working for a social network, is that time is, you know, it trumps everything. And so bringing it back to that point is something that we definitely really strove to do. How can we do this in such a way that you're not, you know, obviously not uploading your photos in two different places, because who's going to do that? Or your videos, or whatever the case may be. We're just taking the kind of interaction that you naturally do yourselves as being a player in this social media world, and just capturing it. Just quickly, and we're not giving you more things to do along the way. So that, you know, and to expand upon that a little bit more, real life interaction. A couple of things that we try to do, and we're getting really close to the reveal here, and you'll see them real soon, is, you know, how do you make personal customization happen with, you know, still giving a lot of respect to time. The last thing you want to do when you're signing up for the registrants directory is filling out some long drawn out survey that's asking your favorite hobbies, and it's asking you, you know, just, you know, the typical questions that you get in a typical online survey, in some sort of attempt to define who you really are, because nothing says who you are like a big list of hobbies, and. You know, so nobody wants to deal with that. So how do we customize quickly? How do we do things in a quick manner that you can do, you know, in one sitting really quickly, and kind of stake your personality? And I think MyCons really started to touch on that a little bit last year. I don't know if they're in the bags this year, but you could basically take little stickers and put them on your badge, and it said really awesome things like boxers or briefs or... you know, just Apple, or this really creepy picture of Steve Jobs. And, you know, people were taking those things and putting them on their badges, and sort of carving some sort of level of personal customization to just something as simple as, you know, your name badge, which everyone has. And so we're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, trying to kind of bridge it.
So that kind of circles it all back, basically. Yeah. And we're showing you a lot of slides. We're going to get to the best part in a second, hopefully, here. But again, I mean, circling back on the badges and the icon concept and whatnot, really trying to figure out a way to start making this whole thing, again, more about people and more about what you do and more about who you are and who you've met and who you've talked to and all that kind of stuff. South by Southwest is actually one of the other reasons why I picked the project, because it's kind of in a unique position. It's one of these, it's not really a tool. It's not like all the other things out there that are providing long-term functionality and features and things that you want to use for a year. South by Southwest happens, like, what, for 4 weeks, I think, in totality, or however long it is.
One.
It's kind of
or one.
It's a little more. I don't know. I can't do the math. It's a little bit in the moment. Everything here is actually happening in real time and whatnot. And all the things that we wanted to try to address in this version of Design Eye is all about that. How do you get people talking to each other and remembering each other and knowing where you are and bringing the kind of stuff on the computer onto your badges and personality. And that's what the whole thing was kind of about for us.
And it's also, to Andre's point earlier about remembering, because that's important after, you know, a week of boozing it up, is that this site then serves as sort of a scrapbook of your experience that you can come back to and, again, get everything that that happened in sort of one place.
So basically, I guess the best part, So one of the things we're not going to do this year is, again, we're not going to walk you through all the wireframes and the chalkboard write-ups and the write-ups that we did and the banter back and forth and all that kind
of
stuff.
So basically we did a lot of work that just we're not going to talk about at all.
Yeah, we don't, you know, not going to go over that. But we will have it available on designeye.org, which will be updated depending on how fast we get out of here or how the connection is these days in here. We'll update that, and you can find it on your own and go through it on your own, and more than welcome to ask us questions about it, preferably after I've had a lot to drink.
Can you notice a common theme throughout this entire presentation?
So, by the way, cheers, guys. Cheers. Hey, cheers. Who has a beer?
We almost called this panel Functional Alcoholism 2.0.
Yeah. So we're not going to go over all that, but we're more than happy to answer questions about that and show you those things later. What we just want to kind of do is we want to show you the design. So I guess we're going to stop talking now, right?
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
So I'm going to let these guys interrupt me while I do this, and let's see. I got to get out of. So first things first. Yeah, it's up there. I can see it behind the screen. This is kind of disconcerting. It's I can't really quite see what's going on. So this is the quick take on the profile page. You know, as every social network needs to have a profile page.
You got it. Make it full screen.
Do what?
Shift it. There you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see what you guys are saying.
Better?
Okay. The little steel thing's in my way. I can't see that. It was clipped. My apologies.
I think we'll take applause for centering it on the screen as applause for the reveal itself.
Hey.
I'm just going to interpret it that way.
That was my one applause moment, dear. Let me have it. Anyway. So this is our take on a profile page. Every social network, all these kinds of things have to have a profile page, so of course we had to do one as well. But as you can see, as Ron was talking about, you know, this is a different aspect of your experience in SouthbySouthwest.com and the whole conference. This is not the music and the interactive and the film. Up on top we have people and events and parties.
And we spent a lot of time our slide, we kind of glazed over it, but we spent a lot of time to come up with that whole idea of changing kind of the fundamental way that that South by Southwest is organized, at least as it relates to the registrants directory, to get to the people, events, and parties. You know, because the way it's arranged now is it's, you know, interactive film and music, and it still is arranged like that. It's just within it's kind of doing both, and we thought that was really, really important to do.
And we've got some visual cues also in there to indicate like what festival is related to what event.
Yeah. If you want to scroll down, Andre.
Yeah. Scroll like
yes,
the wind.
Yes, I will do that for you. So scrolling down, yes, as you can see, profile page, all the fun badges. By the way, the pimp logo is copyrighted by designeye.org, so if you're going to make a shirt, make sure you clear it with Ryan first.
And one thing I want to say as a caveat to all this is basically we didn't really touch much of the brand as far as, you know, logo itself goes, because I think we're all in agreement that it kind of always feels like South by Southwest has a really good brand and kind of print presence.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And we talked a lot about that too.
Yeah, and they usually, I think they strike up pretty good deals with agencies or whatever to get that done pretty cheap or in exchange. And it seems like every year, you know, it may not be my cup of tea every year, but it's still top notch. And we thought that, you know, a common theme that we're starting to see in a lot of these, not just festival sites, but, you know, this upper echelon of sites is, it feels like print designers made the website, and it feels like there's a shell and, you know, copy goes here, and this kind of approach from a whole print-minded aspect to it, which we really tried to put the meat and potatoes into the content itself and approach it, you know, how would we build a website, not how do we take this brochure and make it work online.
Right, exactly. So as you can see, kind of moving into the theme of then how that kind of populates into this design. We've got Keith's friends in the wall of photos over on this side.
And again, like friends populated primarily through the back end of SouthbySouthwest.com so that your friends are culled down to the friends who are actually attending South by Southwest, which is sort of proprietary information that South by Southwest has.
And we've got our little Twitter module sitting over here. And over on the shout-outs, we've got people saying things. And you'll notice, by the way, that in the way that this is done, you're not going to have the kind of entry field and the submit button on this page. Again, this is kind of taking advantage of the stuff that's already out there. Just going using Twitter. So if you already know this person's account that you're going for, you can just Twitter it, and it'll actually appear here.
Again, it's all about you register, you fill in your information really quickly, probably just your credit card to register for the event where you're staying, and that's it. Everything else is just pulled off of the sites that you already use.
And the same goes for photos and video. So photos and video would be handled by somebody else. In this case, you know, we were looking at Flickr and Vimeo. And you know, being able to access these things, just like anything else you do, you'd go to that person's Flickr page or the Vimeo account page. So the next one will be the events page. So after people, we get events, and this is kind of like a slant on how events would look. Events is kind of a, you know, it's an object like a person is, but it's a lot different. So the content is largely the same, but it's switched up for the panel. So in this case, we've got the map, where it's going to be, what time it's at. We could have a slightly different take on the videos and the photos, the videos being first this time, because the video is probably more compelling in the events thing.
And also video in this case being proprietary information from southbysouthwest.com, the video that's being recorded today would be posted to the back end and then just sort of absorbed into this page. So it's not even something that you have to worry about. You're not taking the video, but it exists and it appears on the page where it's relevant.
Exactly. And then in this case, instead of what the person is going to, you have the people who are on the panel for the event. In this case, that would be us. And the last but most important page, quite frankly, is the parties page. So keeping in the same theme, it's another take on things. You've got the, this case, we were doing the example of the Great British Booze Up.
Woo!
There
That's
you
right.
go. Shout out to the Brits. Drinks are on you tonight, I hope.
If we're waiting in line because of some kind of fire
yeah, I'm gonna
code
be very,
thing,
very
I swear.
Exactly. Nice. And over on the side, instead of the attendees who are going to the panel or the person's friends, you've got the partygoers. And you can start to see, well, these people are going to be at that party, and maybe I can start to go find that. You get the buzz, people writing things about it. And in this case, because it's a party page, it's, you know, getting back into what happened at the party. So you get the videos and the photos that are a little bit more prominent now. And it becomes kind of a record of what happened, and it can be happening in real time. And in the case of somebody like Mike Davidson, you know, he's not out here, so he could be, you know, living vicariously from Seattle because he's too much of a something I can't say to
just
finally
cry.
Get on a plane and fly out. So
you
he can
say
you know,
it, Andre.
No, I can't, trust me. This
I
is being
said
recorded.
Boning.
This is but the idea then again being that that this becomes another slice of a take on things. And you could be doing your normal interactions can be taken advantage of. Everybody's got their damn iPhones out. I think somebody was telling me, I don't know who was telling me at a party last night, they were saying that there's probably a good estimate of 20% of all the iPhones in existence are probably here in Austin right now.
They're actually on the stage, I think.
Yeah. So, but you know, your normal behavior of how you're doing things is going to be taken advantage of here. And again, South by Southwest is more of a temporal thing. It's more of an experience at a point in time. They don't need to go out and try to design the next great social networking tool, but they need to start taking advantage of all the infrastructure that's being put into place. And
I think
and
it's
this
worth,
is a good way to do that.
It's worth saying, too, that, you know, I mean, we obviously badmouth the registrants directory to some extent, but we're all here. I mean, the fact is that the SouthbySouthwest.com team does a really great job with the resources that they have and this vast amount of content that they have to manage. So I just, you know, would like to say that I think we all really appreciate what they do, whether or not we feel like it's aesthetically something that we, you know, would be getting behind. But I think it's worth saying, and I think that, you know, we just want to say that we have mad respect for those folks. So,
exactly.
Yay, SouthbySouthwest.com.
Yay, yes. South by Southwest. So, Mr. Nixon or Mr. Ryan, any
well,
care to say anything?
I just want to throw in that to your earlier point, the cruise director, you know, when you consider what this site can actually be, you're sitting there at your desk a few weeks before South by Southwest. I mean, we've had so many conversations at work, like, where are you going to go? What are we going to do? And you just log in and pop into this website, and you see that Keith's going to this party that night, or, you know, Bronwyn's going to this panel, and add it really quick. And you have all that information and content that South by Southwest has. It helps you get ready for the conference, enjoy the conference while you're here, and maybe for a couple weeks afterwards you get to
and
relive it.
This stuff is all being, a lot of this stuff is all being done. For example, upcoming, a lot of events there, people, you know, you could use, I assume, the upcoming API to pull that directly into this, which, again, you know, you don't, we don't want anybody doing anything twice. But it would be cool to have all of this stuff in one place. I mean, I know that I've had problems because I, you know, haven't put everything into Upcoming, and some Upcoming doesn't have everything. And of course, you know, the best parties are the ones that you find on Twitter that just happen, right? But it would be really cool to have all of this stuff in one place that is SouthbySouthwest.com, and not, you know, somebody else. You've seen it. There's people trying to do this stuff kind of outside of the realm of SouthbySouthwest.com, and we just thought it would be cool to actually do that there. And that's kind of what this is.
And one thing I would be interested in seeing is, and we don't see this done very often, is how much more value would it add to the individual communities if there was someone there to kind of tie all the loose ends together?
Yeah.
And you know, that's something that I think a lot of people are working on right now. And I think that's something that South by Southwest could do, and what we're trying to prove could do marginally easily, instead of developing all these things themselves, and you know, kind of create something that is worthwhile. So
it's, you know, this is the fourth time. I can't count, Brahman. How many times is it?
I need more information.
Okay. The fourth time we've done this, and we've, you know, taken a totally different slant at it this time, and we'll find out what you think. I'm pretty sure in a second here. But is Sean in the audience? Where did Sean go?
You want to come, like, tell us what you think about this thing?
And
so, yeah, we like to, everybody, this is Sean. Sean works with South by Southwest in the group.
I'm Sean. I'm crashing this panel. You know, when Hugh and I were considering this panel, we talked for a bit, and we thought it was an amazing example of what this community in South by Southwest Interactive is all about. Unfortunately, I neglected to tell the tech team, and they found it on sked.org this morning. So, but oops. Unfortunately, they're here. And first off, I'd just like to thank everybody here for doing a lot of work and for these concepts. The cool thing, South by Southwest is no different than any of you. All of us have kind of crazy constraints, whether it be time, internal politics. There's a whole list. And that's what's amazing about this. And so I just want a round of applause for everybody here for thanking for doing this, because it's a great concept. I look forward to stealing your ideas and code.
Please
over
do.
The summer.
Nobody else ever wants to.
Is Craig Newmark here?
It's starting to feel a little bit like a Project Greenlight.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll just add one more thing that, you know, I think people view South by Southwest, again, as kind of, it really is greater than some of its parts. It's about the people that participate in the event, and we know that, and we're generally really aware of the challenges that, you know, putting on an event like this, and its online presence. And I think that I really invite all of you to send your feedback to us. In particular, I answer the inter@sxw.com email. And I think people are really surprised when I'll be at a party and I'll say, hey, just send us an email. I'll share it with Hugh and the rest of the tech team. And we go through every single piece of feedback, even the, like, really crazy stuff you send us.
Awesome.
Like, we spend a lot of time on it. And, you know, we do this for you, and we're inspired by you. And so I just want to thank these guys again. And give a shout out as well to the Decodering Design Concern. Christian Helms is an amazing designer here in town. He's buddies with us, and they've done the identity work this year. They did it last year in 2005, so they're great. So,
yeah.
That's it.
Okay, well, let's open it up to questions.
Anybody got any questions?
So feel free. There's a mic in the middle. If you'll please come up to the mic, and we can't see you, so just...
We're kind of blind up here.
I don't have much of a voice. I'm glad there's a microphone. You guys mentioned time being a really important aspect of the show, and I couldn't agree with you more. It seems like having a URL like now.sxxw.com would be really, really handy that I could use on my phone and not just the iPhone. but did you guys think about that at all? I mean, as far as like, I mean, what's going on right now, I never know.
Well, sure. And one thing we definitely want to point out is that there's such a gap between what exists currently and what could be, that it felt a little foolish for us to go step one, step two, like five, six, seven steps down the road without taking the first big step, which was, you know, mentioning that, you know, that there are things out there doing this, that we could pull it all into one place, and then we could start working on really cool things like that. I mean, we, as you can see, these are detail pages. These aren't even pages that show you all the events.
Don't get me wrong, this looks great.
No, but you're absolutely right. I mean, the mobile component is really critical. If we say that we want people to get out and about, we need them to be out and about, and we need them to be able to get the information on their mobile phones.
And we talked about doing that. We talked about putting more time and effort into doing some mobile design work and showing you that. In fact, we talked about, Ryan was talking about maybe doing it last night, doing something, right?
I mean, yeah. The fact
what happened to that?
Fell asleep.
The issue is that, you know, that could be a panel in and of itself.
Yeah,
but you're absolutely right, and we counted on that pretty much being the first question that we would be
asked
today.
Well, you know,
it doesn't
even have to be mobile, because there's a couple people here with laptops.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But mobile certainly wouldn't hurt.
Sure.
One or two.
Right, cool.
Sure.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Sure. I had a small suggestion. Maybe we could put these yellow panel evaluation cards online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
There you go, yeah.
So a couple years ago, just really quickly, I was like, "Hey, we have to get some panel feedback online." And, you know, nobody used it. And so I think there's something about the print interface that is just more real time than most things.
Yeah.
And I love paper.
Well, don't you, there is some sort of chat or some sort of way to give feedback in real time, isn't there? I thought I saw something. Yeah.
I think this is a good example of what you can do, like, if you take the people who can do, like, cool shit and then put them with the people who have the shit. So, like, so this happens, like, you
that's
know, like, you look at this
does,
and you're like, why doesn't your...
That's the tagline for next year's South By.
Right.
Really?
You know, I'll share with you really quick one of the secret mantras of the tech team, and again, this is, I'm talking about a very small handful of people, is like, you know, our goal is to, quote unquote, do cool shit. And
are we allowed to curse?
Absolutely.
Too
fuck yeah.
Late.
But I just wondered if, like, because you could see this applying to schools, you know, like they have all your schedules and grades and what classes you took and what classes other people take. And, I think it happens a lot, and I was just wondering if you have any insight into, like, what can make this happen ever? Because we get the same answers all the time, right? Like, internal politics make this impossible.
Well, that's a real tough one. So a lot of you may not know, I didn't do a very good job of introducing myself, but for a little while there, I actually helped start the Lightroom project at Adobe. And being inside of all those internal politics, it's largely about formats. And open social and all these things that are coming out are going to hopefully help all this stuff. But for a long time, the camera manufacturers were all my file formats proprietary. And you couldn't deal with sharing digital photos. I mean, there are photos now, if you go 10 years away from us, there'll be no way to actually read them because the format was proprietary and wasn't recorded and stuff like that. I think a lot of the movement going on right now is pretty inspiring, that people are actually trying to open up their APIs and trying to record them and document them. Granted, you get the wall of logo problem going on, but...
I would answer that question with soon.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks. I think it's going to happen a lot sooner than people are expecting.
Hi, did you think about groups or private events or anything like that? I noticed under events you didn't have anything like to contact individuals or...
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that stuff. You know, I mean, we actually met face to face a couple times and worked on this. We did talk about groups and having sort of some. We talked about privacy, and I think we determined something to the effect of that was going to be too big of a problem to really solve. I do remember it coming up though in our discussion.
Well, also, it goes back to the whole thing about, you know, not wanting to create on top of stuff that we're already contributing to, right? So not, you know, having a group that's exclusive to the SouthbySouthwest.com site so much as maybe you've got a group on another site and you want to, and that then appears on your profile page. If you look at the bottom of the profile page, I think is worth looking at. We used Keith as an example and just, you know, saying that Keith's profile is powered by X and Y and Z. Ideally, if you were registering and putting information for your profile page, you would choose all the different sites that you use. So it might not be the same as Keith's, or it might have a few other components to Keith. So really what appears on that page is not so much what we build in, but what you already have that already exists. So couldn't cover it all on one profile page.
We have the luxury of tackling really big problems and dealing with nothing below that, which is why none of our work has ever been, you know, taken to the next level. We're pretty much worthless.
Never been implemented.
I don't know. The stuff we did for Jacob Nielsen, though, he could have taken that easy, and it was better. Way better.
Well, I've not done anything that was anything more than worthless, so.
Oh, come on.
Hi, my name's Catherine, and I've actually been to all different parts of South by Southwest. If I'm a musical attendee and I pipe in sxsw.com and I don't see the word bands anywhere, that's weird.
Yep. So one of the things we didn't address as part of the reveal and what you heard today is, if you can go back up to the navigation,
it's up.
Where you have the people, events, and parties, those top-level pages would be designed for several different things. One, for search. Two, for what's most popular, what's happening. And then three, kind of a curated set of featured events or featured parties by South by Southwest.
But I don't think that's the right mental model if you're looking at a film attendee versus a music
right.
attendee.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of discussions about this, and the registrants directory is a part. There's something above that. So if you just went to southbysouthwest.com, you wouldn't see this.
This is purely the registrants directory internally. That sort of set of three different, you know, gray slides, what you get when you register and when you go back in to change your badge photo or to add contacts, that's the part of the site that we redesigned. It's got the part above that, southbysouthwest.com, still categorizes everything by those three factors.
So you would
all
see
the
bands.
Events and parties are in that too, so what's the integration point?
So just so you know, we definitely talked about all that. We had that kind of thing, but we kind of have jobs at the same time.
Yeah.
and we have to get paid.
No, you I think it's a good question, though. And you know,
I don't think that's what Ted would say.
It's a good question, and you know what? I think we just put a stake in the ground and said, you know, if you're here for a week, there is a pretty good chance that you're not going to identify yourself with necessarily one or another festival. Now, that may not be true, but what you want in one place is all the events and all the parties and all the, you know, music events you're going to.
What's the difference between an event and a party for a music festival person?
Well, that would be showcases, which is what we have qualified there. And the example that we used was actually a music panel, but you could just as easily do an official music showcase. So, you know, we've managed to incorporate some of the branding in there.
We had to use something generic. I mean, events we didn't have to. I suppose it could be showcases, but an event to us was a panel or a showcase,
or
a screening.
Because you're speaking on an interactive,
right? But I mean, it's the same thing if it's music.
So I mean, we definitely trust
the CSS is standards compliant.
We talked about all these things. So to your point, we understand your point. We definitely talked about those things, and just to be honest, we don't have time to. If you want to pull up the site map
of the talks about a lot of this stuff.
So we'll grab your question afterwards and we'll show you all the back behind the scenes if you'd like. But we definitely went through that.
It's not going to work for everything. We took our best guess in terms of like just how we behave as festival attendees, and that we kind of blur the lines between the festivals and even the events that we're going to. And it's really about the people who are going to them and the people that you're going to see and the artists that you're going to see, and less about what these events are called.
Aren't those pages going to be empty until after the photos have been taken? I got it.
Come talk to us after the panel's over. We'll definitely talk to you. Yes, sir.
Hi. Could you talk a little bit about the rationale behind the, what I would guess is 250 pixel deep blob of blue at the top of this page?
Because, well, who wants to do that one?
Well, I mean, I could answer it in kind of a geeky way, but, and I don't know if this is why it was designed that way, but your eyes don't actually, if you know, when they do eye tracking, your eyes don't actually end up at the top. They end up kind of below that, and that's where the important stuff is, where the navigation is. So that's one reason maybe why it's like that.
I like blue.
Yeah. I was about to say. Whenever I get asked that kind of question, I always bring up the Paul Rand joke. You know, if it's make it bigger or make it red, basically.
Well, once you scroll down a little bit, I really like it,
That's a fair criticism.
I think that's a very valid point. Really, it's, you know, part of the design is a little bit of a show for South by South. You know, it's kind of like making it feel really great. South by Southwest just has its presence on the page. But, yeah, you could certainly argue that it's a little too heavy. It's a little too much in terms of length.
Generally, my experience is doing the design stuff, usually you make it bigger so that when you show it to the product manager, the executives, they make it smaller. They won't make it as small as if you would have done it had you not made it bigger in the first place. So you kind of... It's the negotiation tactic. You go past it, you make it smaller. And
so in other words, we made it bigger so that somebody like you could come in and tell us to make it smaller, and now we'll make it smaller.
A little reverse psychology.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I will say that I think just to finish that off was it was a bold new step, so it felt like it needed a really bold new header. So.
And scrolling.
So,
people scroll these days.
Any other questions?
We learned that at another panel. I can't remember.
All right. So it's our time is up, just so you guys know. And we're going to hopefully let you get back to pimping.
And again, it's designeye.org. It should be. We should have everything posted, like, in a few minutes. Yeah. So
thanks for coming.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.